Two metallic geometric figures move through darkness and lie on top of one another. A line appears under the figures. Letters appear. C, G, F. Small red blocks form a cube with a white M on its top forward corner. Millennium Media. A man crawls on the ground. He moves forward on his forearm. Darkness flashes. A figure tears at the man's leg. The figure bites at the man's shin. He pulls at the man's foot and bites at exposed bone. A news report.
There is no sign of the National Guard. These creatures are tearing up the city.
A reporter looks through a metal fence. A man eats another man on the sidewalk. People run out of a subway entrance. A man falls. Two creatures pull him down the subway stairs. A spray of blood and flesh shoots upward. A brunette sits on the sidewalk. She stands. People flee. The brunette walks forward. She holds her shirt closed. A woman runs on the sidewalk behind her. The brunette turns. A creature eats a man's leg. People run in different directions. A woman rides a bike on a sidewalk. A creature reaches through a window and grabs the woman. The creature bites her shoulder. The brunette continues forward. A man gets into a car. A woman gets in the passenger side. The man reaches for the ignition. A creature breaks through the window and attacks the man. Blood sprays on the windshield. The brunette reaches into her pocket and takes out her phone.
Mom?
You too.
We need to get up and lock the door to your room, okay? Don't let anyone in, not the nurse. Mom?
A creature looks up from a body. The brunette lowers her phone. The creature stands and sprints toward her. The brunette runs. The creature races after her. The brunette looks over her shoulder. She sprints ahead. Now, a creature rears back his head and spits blood. He stands in front of the rear hatch of an open car with a fire burning inside. Text appears 4 hours earlier. A campus. Text reads, Whittendale University Medical Center. In an autopsy room, a group stands over a body.
So now we've had time to see what death looks like. The question for all of you is, how did he die? Now remember, the patient first complained of a sore throat, a fever, and a cough. Considering these factors, can you find this man's cause of death?
The brunette wears a white lab coat. She writes in a pad. Then she touches the body's leg. Its arm falls off the table. The brunette jumps back. The doctor stares. The brunette lifts the arm back onto the table.
So, any of you got a theory on COD based off this information?
Syphilis?
Nice try, Abby, but I don't think syphilis infects the lungs. Peter? Susie?
The brunette takes a pen light from her coat. She opens the man's mouth and shines the light inside. The doctor watches. Light glows inside the man's mouth.
Influenza.
Correct. Now, what strain is it, Zoe?
It has to be H1N5. Close.
H1N1. Note the collapsed air sacs. They couldn't inflate, so they couldn't provide oxygen. That's what killed him.
Zoe shakes her head.
Oh, don't worry, Zoe. You're not being graded today.
The group leaves the autopsy room. Zoe glances down at her pad, then up at the body. Now, the class enters a hallway.
Hey, Doc. Any chance you want to come to the end of the semester's fiesta?
Want to go drinking with my students? Think I'll pass. Have fun.
You're coming, right?
No, you go ahead. I have some tests to finish up first.
Hey, don't beat yourself up. I know you can be obsessed about these things.
I know. I can't believe I didn't see it.
Okay, call me.
I will.
Abby walks away. A sign next to a door reads, Epidemiology. Inside the lab, Zoe sits at a workstation. She looks into a microscope. Red circular cells vibrate. Zoe turns a dial on the base of the microscope. She looks up. Taped photos hang from the top of the workstation. A woman smiles in a photo with a girl. Zoe smiles. She looks down. The doctor enters and touches Zoe's shoulder.
Sorry to bother you, Zoe. Your regular just came in to give his weekly blood sample.
Can Abby help? He makes me uncomfortable.
I know he's a bit strange, but the antibodies in his blood are 100 times normal level. Well, it's unlike anything we've ever seen before.
Trust me, Zoe, this is a great opportunity for you.
The doctor smiles and walks away. Zoe nods. She gazes downward. Then she turns back to the microscope. Zoe leans forward. She gets out of her seat. Now, Zoe enters a room. She stops at a cart and grabs rubber gloves from a box. Zoe puts the gloves on as she walks past curtains to a rear section of the room. A dark-haired patient sits in a chair.
Hi, Zoe.
Hi, Max.
It's great to see you again.
Your arm?
Anything for you?
Please, roll up your sleeve.
Oh, of course.
Max unbuttons his cuff and rolls his sleeve up his arm. He smiles. Zoe wipes a vein on his forearm with a cotton ball.
Have you thought about what I asked last time?
I told you. Not interested, Max.
Max looks up at Zoe.
You know, I'm never gonna give up. You really should give me a chance.
Make a fist?
Zoe inserts a syringe into the vein.
Relax.
Blood fills the syringe. Max glances up at Zoe.
Like a vampire. Sucking me dry.
The blood reaches the top of the syringe. Zoe takes the band off of Max's arm.
Zoe, thank you for being so gentle.
Your other arm?
Zoe places a cap on the blood-filled syringe and sets it on the tray. Max unbuttons the cuff of his right sleeve. He turns to Zoe. Zoe stares. She looks away. Max rolls up his sleeve, revealing Zoe's name carved into his forearm.
What is that?
You like it?
Max touches Zoe's leg. She jumps back.
This has to stop.
Is there a problem in here, Zoe?
No. I'm just giving my weekly sample.
Get out of here, you creepy old fuck.
Max stands. Abby and Zoe back away. Max starts toward the door.
Zoe.
Max walks out.
This guy is crazy. He won't leave me alone.
You can't let people do that to you, Zoe. Be stronger next time. Come on. The party's waiting.
Abby smiles. A cork pops off a champagne bottle. Six people share a drink through individual straws. Someone pours wine into a plastic cup. People mingle and dance. A man takes a beer can from a table and opens it. Another man takes two bottles from the table. Abby and Zoe enter the party.
Doctor's orders. Mingle. Drink.
You know me. Social gatherings.
We see these people every day, Zoe.
Hey, babe, where you been?
Abby kisses Peter.
Trying to get the shy one out of her shell. Let's grab a beer.
We tapped the first keg already. But we got two more chilling in the morgue. Can one of you help me?
I got it. I'll socialize after, I swear.
Zoe walks around a corner and down the hallway toward the morgue. She passes a staircase. A light shines over the morgue door. Zoe turns.
Peter?
She continues into the morgue. She closes the door behind her. Zoe walks past a body lying on an autopsy table.
Peter, where are you?
Peter jumps up from another autopsy table covered with a sheet. Zoe scrambles backward.
You're an asshole.
Come on, you know every one of us has wanted to do that.
No, just idiots like you.
Peter takes a keg from a body freezer.
Sorry, I'm a dick, I know this. Now can we please go get drunk?
He sets the keg on a hand truck.
Just don't ever do that to me again.
Zoe walks toward the freezers. She bends down and picks up a keg. Peter leaves the morgue. The door closes behind him. Zoe places the keg on a hand truck. She turns it around and pushes it toward the door. The door opens. Zoe stops. Max stands in the door.
Max, what are you doing down here?
Max closes the door and stares.
Relax, Zoe. I just want to talk.
There's nothing for us to talk about.
See? We are connected.
There is no we, Max.
We're meant to be together.
Get off me! Peter!
Max punches Zoe.
We made a chance.
Someone get off me! Help me!
Max covers Zoe's mouth. He sits on top of Zoe and tears at her shirt. She strikes him across the face.
Get up! Somebody!
Zoe's face with an open mouth. He licks her cheek. She grimaces. Max falls forward onto Zoe's body. Zoe's eyes widen. Max looks back over his shoulder. The dead man from the class stands behind him with an autopsy scar on his chest. Max stands up. He stares with a furrowed brow. The dead man rushes forward and bites Max's shoulder.
Zoe!
Zoe scrambles away. The creature rips flesh from Max's shoulder. Zoe opens the morgue door. Zoe sprints back to the party.
Everybody, we have to get the fuck out of here!
What?
No, he's awake!
Zoe, what's going on?
They're all awake! Please! No! Why the hell aren't you moving? Come on!
Dr. Beeman, are you okay?
Beeman turns. She has a large bite mark on her cheek. She bites a student's neck. Peter pulls at Beeman.
Peter, no! Get away from her!
Blood shoots from the injured student's neck. The dead man from the morgue bites Peter's neck from behind. Blood shoots out. Abby and Zoe gasp. Peter falls to the floor. Zoe pulls Abby away. Creatures enter the party and attack. A man falls to the ground and gets dragged backward. A creature tears entrails from a victim. Zoe clambers at a window. A creature projectile vomits on a man. Zoe opens the window. A creature rips into a decapitated body. Zoe climbs into the open window. She reaches down and grabs Abby's hand.
Zoe!
No! Demon grabs Abby and bites her neck. Blood squirts out.
Abby! Abby!
More creatures attack Abby. Zoe watches from the window. Splattered blood covers Abby's body and face. Abby's eye opens, revealing blood in the white of her eye. Inside the eye, a splatter of blood reshapes into text. Day of the Dead. Bloodline. Hands write in a diary.
It's been 5 years since the first outbreak. When reports came out from around the world about the virus becoming an international emergency, it was too late. Few of us survived. The rest became rotters.
Zoe wears a sports bra and shorts. She runs through a camp.
I was one of the lucky ones to have made it to one of the refugee camps in time, only to be assigned to High Rock Bunker, an intelligence and recon military station to gather data of rotters for CDC. Problem is, it's been a year since we've heard from HQ.
A rotter grabs a fence. A guard shoots it.
And probably forever since we saw a survivor.
Zoe jogs away from the fence.
So this is our home now. Part military base, part refugee camp. You make do with what you have. Scavenge what's left of life. After all, this is going to be our home for a little while.
Zoe walks past a soldier as she enters the bunker. Then, she passes a man playing guitar in a tent. Zoe approaches a woman cradling a baby.
Morning, Shannon. How are your headaches?
Much better. Thank you, Zoe.
You little devil better let your mom sleep tonight.
A boy rides past her on a scooter.
Obeying the speed limit, Jeremy?
Never!
Hey, Doc. You going to hit the shower after your morning jog? Let me know if you need a hand.
Easy up, Alphonse, you're taken.
She knows I'm only joking, Lucy. I'm just keeping myself fresh till the right girl comes along.
You might be waiting a while.
That's cold, Doc. Real cold.
Come on, Alphonse.
In a lab, Zoe opens a cabinet.
Do you think the lieutenant is right and we're just wasting our time here? Maybe God doesn't want us to reverse what happened.
Doesn't matter what Miguel thinks. We have a job to do.
Got your back.
A female soldier sits at another desk. Zoe places a pipette into a beaker. Zoe leans forward.
Elise, can you pass me water sample number 8?
Sure thing.
Elise opens a case. She takes out a vial, holds it up, and offers it to Zoe.
Here you go.
Zoe takes the vial. Elise looks at a sketch of a rotter.
I remember this one. Guy had a nasty set of bite marks on his hands.
What do you think happened to him?
I'd say he had his hands down the wrong girl's pants.
Zoe places a drop of blood on a slide. A woman enters the lab.
Zoe? Lily's fever shut up. The medicine you gave her didn't work.
Meet me in the med ward.
The brown-haired woman scratches her head and leaves the lab. Zoe gets up from her station. In the med ward, the brown-haired woman stands with a white-haired man. Lily lies in bed. Zoe holds a stethoscope to her chest.
Where does it hurt, sweetie?
Everywhere. Oh, you're such a brave little girl.
Just close your eyes and rest. I'm trying to make you feel better, okay?
Zoe tucks Lily under the blanket. She gets up. Next, in a room, a group sits around a table.
As long as Jeff can promise a heavy crop, we'll make it through winter.
I'll see what I can do. Let's just hope Mother Nature cooperates.
Any other pressing issues?
Yeah, we found more rats in the warehouse, but Steve's taking care of it.
I've noticed a lot of sloppiness as of late. We're at war, people. One error can ruin all the work we've done here. I won't tolerate any mistakes. Zoe, you're late.
I'm sorry for interrupting, but it's serious.
A soldier with cropped hair turns.
What is it?
The antibiotics I used on Lily aren't working. She's worse. I believe it's bacterial pneumonia, which is highly contagious. I've quarantined her for now, but still.
You're the town doctor. You're telling me there's nothing you can do?
I don't have the antibiotics to properly treat what Lily has. We need to go on a supply run.
We've already ransacked every place within the designated range for your bullshit rotter research.
Then we need to go past our usual search distance. Be bolder. I was a med student at Wittendale University.
Zoe moves to a map.
The medical supply cache was secured inside a locked vault. I know the code.
No, it's too far.
I know it's far, but it is worth the risk. We would have enough medication to save Lily and to stop her illness from spreading.
Or we keep Lily isolated.
Zoe stares with a furrowed brow.
Keeping her isolated will not help. Her sickness will spread inside this bunker. Many of us will die. It is a medical certainty.
The soldier with cropped hair shifts his gaze. A long-haired soldier stares at him. A dark-haired woman lifts her head.
Okay.
My brother Bach is gonna lead your little field trip.
You leave tomorrow at dawn and you come right back. No sightseeing, no sidetracks. Are we absolutely clear?
Yes, sir.
A gun, first aid kit, stethoscope, and canteen lie on top of a cabinet. Zoe moves the items as Baka enters Zoe's room. She looks over her shoulder. Baka steps through the doorway. He closes the door after himself. Zoe faces away from the door. Baka approaches her from behind.
It's gonna be okay.
Baka approaches Zoe from behind and places his hands on her waist. She glances back. He presses his head against hers.
I missed you.
Baka nuzzles the back of Zoe's head. She turns and faces him. Baka brings his hand to Zoe's face. She kisses him. Zoe holds her hand on Baka's neck. She lifts his shirt over his head. Baka pulls up Zoe's shirt as they kiss. He unhooks her bra. They continue to kiss. Baka and Zoe spin around. She lies back on a bed. He lies on top of her. They kiss deeply. Baka begins to thrust.
You are mine.
Zoe pushes Baka off. He stares down at her. Baka brushes his hair back behind his ear.
What's wrong?
Nothing.
What does that mean?
I have to go out.
Zoe gets up.
Really? We talked about this last time.
I have a lot on my mind.
What? And us? That's not important. I love you, Zoe.
Look, I care about you. I do, but I need to go and check on Lily right now.
Zoe leaves the room. Baka stares. Now, Zoe enters the med ward carrying a tray. She opens the door and walks into Lily's dark room. Zoe sets down the tray. She walks to Lily's bedside and sits. Zoe places her hand to Lily's forehead. Then she dabs it with a damp cloth. Lily's eyes open.
Hey, Zoe.
Hey, sweetie. Tomorrow morning, I'm going outside to try and find something to make you better.
But there are waters out there.
Oh, it's okay. You don't scare me. Favor.
Zoe reaches behind her neck.
Can you hold on to this for me while I'm gone? It's my mom's. It used to protect me when I was a little girl.
A necklace with a cross charm.
I want to do the same for you.
Thank you.
Good night, sweetie.
Good night.
Zoe gets up from the bed and walks away. Lily closes her eyes. Her forehead is damp with sweat. She shakes. Next, armed soldiers prepare to depart the camp.
Attention all civilians. Main Street is open. T-minus
I'll be back before you know it.
The soldier with cropped hair nods at Baca from a doorway. Baca nods back. Then he gets into a Humvee. Zoe sits inside.
Sorry about last night. I didn't.
No, I shouldn't have reacted that way.
Another soldier gets in the rear of the Humvee.
Let's go get to the airbags.
Light moves over the front of the Humvee. Zoe and Baca stare ahead. Two Humvees drive through a large door out of the hangar. Now, two guards open a gate in a fence. Dead rotters lie on the ground. The Humvees drive out of the base past the corpses. Now, the Humvees bank around a curve. Trees stand alongside a road on a hilltop. The Humvees pass a dirt road. A wrecked helicopter lies in the nearby grass. Baca steers. The Humvees continue forward.
King 2, how's your status? East side perimeter clear. Nothing here.
Zoe holds her arm out the window.
I used to do this as a kid. What?
She's never talked about your childhood before.
Zoe's smile falls. She faces forward.
Mom? Dad?
There isn't much to talk about. How about you?
My dad was an army man. Never smiled. Except when he took Miguel and I hunting.
It's hard to believe you two are brothers. You're so different.
Miguel's always been the way he is. Always wanted to be the superior one. Always wanted to control things. Like my dad.
The Humvees drive around a curve. In the second Humvee, Alphonse sits in the passenger seat. A bearded soldier drives.
You know what I miss, man? A nice, greasy cheeseburger with fries.
I'd have to go with deep dish pizza, Chicago style.
Solid. What about you, Elise?
Elise sits in the back seat.
I miss Maggie's place. This diner in Wichita my mom used to take me to.
Yeah.
Best damn apple pie you ever tasted.
Nice. Frank! What do you miss, man? Ice cream sundaes? Chicken nuggets?
I miss people shutting the fuck up.
Alphonse blinks and faces forward. The Humvees speed forward. Smoke rises from Baca's Humvee.
Fuck! Something's wrong. Everybody pull over. All right, people, look sharp. Stay focused.
Smoke billows from the damaged Humvee's hood. The soldiers get out and scan the surrounding woods with their guns raised. Two soldiers lift open the hood.
Set up a perimeter! This is a bad spot. We won't see any rotters until they're on us.
It's not like we had any say where we broke down, Alphonse.
You guys want to keep it down and watch our six?
Why, talk to me, Lucy.
Lucy looks into the engine.
Come on!
Fucking radiator again. Savine said it was good to go.
All right, well, how long to fix it?
Not sure. The coolant isn't getting to the engine block.
The lieutenant's gonna be pissed if we show up late!
Yeah, I'm aware. All right, well, come on, Lucy. We don't have much time until nightfall.
I know.
Zoe looks out of the window.
All right, you heard the man. First team, secure west perimeter. Second team, take the east.
Now, the sun glows in the sky at dusk. It sets behind a row of clouds. At night, Lucy works on the engine. Alphonse talks with the bearded soldier. The bearded soldier moves to another position. Baca turns and aims. The bearded soldier turns to the group.
This is taking too long. We should turn around. We can come back in a few days.
Zoe gets out of the truck.
Lily can't wait a few days.
Sorry. I just don't see the math in risking 8 lives for one.
Shh.
Sick kid or not.
Let me put it this way. What if Lily was your kid? Your sick one in the bunker. Because if we don't succeed, it could be.
Rotters! Everybody in position! Lucy!
Almost there! Give me one more minute!
Baca spins and aims into the forest behind him.
Sounds like a swarm! Lucy, come on! We gotta go! Hurry up!
Yes, I got it!
Everyone back to the vehicles now! Move!
The soldiers return to the Humvees.
Go! Come on!
Go!
Now!
Maka turns the key in the ignition. A rotter thrashes at Zoe's window. Lucy and Baka recoil. Zoe stares at the rotter. Baka turns the key. The Humvee speeds forward. A rotter falls off of its windshield. The Humvee drives away from the sprinting rotters. Now, both Humvees turn down an abandoned city street.
Team 2, TV status report. All clear. Looks like we lost them. Over. Copy. Casualty report. Over. No casualty. Looks like we dashed a big one. Over. But not a moment too soon. We're here, guys.
Alphonse and the bearded soldier get out, then Zoe and another soldier. Frank gets out holding a rifle. Baka walks in front of the group.
Lucy, Derek, Thomas, you stay here. Everyone else on me.
Zoe nods. Frank turns. Baka leads a group away. Lucy scans with her rifle.
Alphonse, go!
Alphonse holds open a door to the medical school. The group enters. Their flashlight beams shine in the darkness.
Right, and the first left.
Baka and Frank turn into a hallway. They continue toward the right. Zoe follows with a raised pistol.
Straight ahead. Take a left at the end.
Frank raises his rifle. The group turns a corner. Now, they continue down a corridor. Alphonse trails the group. Baka and Frank lead. The group turns back. A mouse walks across the floor. The group turns slowly in the opposite direction. Baka waves his hand. Frank aims into a room. Blood marks the wall. Flesh lies on the floor.
Clear. Let's move.
The group continues down the corridor with their weapons raised. Alphonse guards the rear. Baka looks in the room. He closes the door. The group continues onward. Frank looks around a corner.
Go.
Baka darts around the corner. Frank and Zoe follow. Their beams illuminate the hall. They walk forward. Zoe shines her beam at a severed arm lying on the floor. She turns. A sign on the wall reads, Pharmacy.
Here, this one on the left.
Zoe moves to the door. She turns numbered dials on the lock. Zoe steps back. Elise moves to the door. Baka opens it. Elise enters.
Clear.
Elise steps further inside. The group enters.
Wow. These are vaccines. These are antibiotics. Grab those first.
The soldiers move to the shelves. Elise grabs boxes and puts them in a bag. Zoe shines her light as she takes boxes. Alphonse takes kits from an upper shelf. Baka speaks into a radio.
Lucy, what's your sit rep?
All clear out here. Over.
Copy that. Stay put. We'll be out in 5.
Yes, Zoe climbs a shelf.
All right, we got it. Let's go.
Elise grabs boxes from a shelf.
All right, people, we gotta move.
In the hall, Zoe puts on a backpack. The group retreats down the hall. They turn a corner. Baka sprints ahead of the group. They follow him down the hall. Zoe lags behind. She stands by the epidemiology lab. The rest of the group turns a corner. Zoe opens the door and enters the lab. Inside, Zoe scans the space with her flashlight. She approaches her workstation. Zoe shines her light on her family photos. She takes the photos from the workstation. Zoe stuffs them in her pocket. She grabs a bag from the desk and places the strap around her neck. Zoe appears through a narrow crack. She approaches a shelf, grabs boxes from it, and stuffs them in her bag. Zoe appears through the crack again. She holds a canister that reads, ammonia. Zoe stuffs it in her bag. The crack frames Zoe as she searches. Zoe grabs a jar of pills. She moves across the room. Zoe gathers more supplies. She shines her light on top of a shelf and grabs another bottle of pills. Zoe steps forward, then she turns back toward the door. Zoe turns. The crack widens. A rotter stands inside a closet. Zoe aims. She fires. The rotter moves. Zoe runs out of the lab. She closes the door and fires through it. Zoe staggers backward and falls. Flesh falls from another rotter's face. Zoe runs off, leaving her headband on the ground. In another hall, Baca looks back over his shoulder.
Where's Zoe?
I don't know. Shots came from the south wing.
Shit. Go, go!
In the hall, a rotter bends down and picks up Zoe's headband. The rotter smells it. It's Max. He grins. Max rushes forward. Rotters come out of the rooms into the hallway. Zoe shines her flashlight on a wall. She turns. Rotters sprint down a staircase. One falls over a railing. They rush forward. Zoe stares down a hall. A shelf blocks a window at the end of the hall. Zoe backs up. She bumps into Baca.
Zoe, what the hell happened? Are you okay?
I'm fine. I'm fine.
All right, we need to move now.
Shit. Rotters again! Move!
Frank shoots. A rotter grabs Frank from behind and bites him.
I don't have a clear shot!
Elise shoots. The rotter falls.
Come on, Frank, let's go! Dear God, he's infected! Go! Get out of here! Go!
Rotters attack Frank. He fights them off, firing his pistol. The rotters feast on Frank. Baca and the group turn away. Blood squirts from Frank's neck. He pulls out a knife and stabs rotters. The group rushes outside to the Humvees.
Baca, where's Frank?
He's gone! Get in!
Baca closes his door.
Let's go! Move, move, move!
Both Humvees reverse. Their headlights shine. Baca's Humvee swings around and turns forward. The second Humvee backs down a road. It moves as Baca's Humvee passes it. Then, the second Humvee follows. A rotter eats Frank. Day. The Humvees continue on the road toward the base. Another forested hill stands in the distance. The Humvees near the base entrance. Guards open the gates. They drive past dozens of dead rotters as they enter. Miguel and another soldier approach. The Humvees stop.
Go check the Humvees.
The other soldiers walk away from Miguel. Baca and the others approach.
You're way fucking late, Baca.
We ran into some car trouble.
And we lost Frank, too.
Rotter Max clings to the underside of a Humvee.
He's dead.
This is why we don't go on wild fucking goose chase supply runs. So people don't die for nothing.
It wasn't for nothing. We got the meds, Miguel.
Rotter Max rolls from under the Humvee.
It's Lieutenant, and you should have aborted the minute you had vehicle problems.
We needed to get the supplies.
The dark-haired woman approaches the group.
Where's Frank?
Why don't you tell her, Zoe?
Miguel stares at Zoe. Zoe turns to the dark-haired woman.
I'm so sorry, Elle.
Elle scowls.
This is all on you. It was your idea to go out there.
Elle's face contorts. She walks away. Zoe stares. She lowers her gaze and turns her head. Max stares out from behind a bush. Humvees pass. A group of five boys kick around a ball near two guards. Max watches the boys through the bush. A boy in a blue jacket kicks the ball into the bushes. Jeremy walks toward them. Jeremy descends a slope. He searches the wooded area.
Hey, wait up!
All residents return to the bunker now.
The boys and the guards leave. Jeremy looks for the ball. Jeremy looks around. A branch and leaves obscure him. A hand grabs his arm. Jeremy stares up at a soldier.
You didn't hear the ship buzzer?
I'm gonna look for my ball.
I'll find it. You go inside.
Jeremy walks away. The soldier continues through the woods. He moves back a branch, revealing the ball. Max grabs the soldier's leg. He bites the soldier's neck. He tears a chunk of flesh from the soldier's face.
Main door now closing.
Miguel presses a button on a panel. He walks past the entrance and soldiers working on a Humvee.
Sorry, thought I checked.
Max sneaks inside.
Sorry, it's not gonna cut it. That's Rogers.
Yes.
He sprints behind a cart. Max looks up. Lucy jumps down from the Humvee's engine and grabs a rag from inside. Another soldier walks past. A bald soldier carrying a rifle walks toward the cart. Max ducks down. The bald soldier nears the end of the cart. He grabs a backpack from a trunk compartment and throws it over his shoulder. The bald soldier walks away from the cart. Max climbs a locker and crawls into the vent on top of it. Now, Zoe enters the medical ward.
We got it.
Zoe holds a bottle. She sits on Lily's bed.
Hey, sweetie. You came back. Promise is a promise.
Lily's mom watches. Zoe pours medicine from the bottle into a small cup.
This may taste a little gross, but you're a brave one, right?
Zoe holds the back of Lily's head. She pours the medicine into Lily's mouth.
Just a little more.
Zoe wipes Lily's mouth. Lily grimaces. Zoe stands up from the bed.
Zoe, thank you.
Lily's mother hugs Zoe.
Thank you so much. You're welcome.
The women separate. Zoe walks out of the room. Lily's mother looks down. She kneels at Lily's bedside. She places her hand on Lily's head.
Hey.
Now, Max crawls into a vent. He looks down through a grate. Zoe sits on a bed holding a pile of photographs. She looks at a photo of herself, Peter, and Abby. She touches Abby with her finger. She places the photo at the bottom of the pile. Zoe stares at a photo of herself as a child and her mother. She touches her mother. Zoe wipes her eye. She places the photo at the bottom of the pile. In another photo, Zoe is an older child. She places that photo on the bottom. Zoe stares at the photos. Max crawls through the vent. He holds Zoe's headband to his nose. Max turns forward. A grate obscures his face. Max crawls forward. A soldier talks into a radio.
This is High Rock, emergency bunker. If anyone can hear this message, please respond on this frequency. This is High Rock, emergency bunker.
In the hangar, Zoe walks past two soldiers working on a Jeep. She approaches the office and enters.
Message.
You wanted to see me?
Leave the room.
Miguel aims an unloaded pistol at the soldier. He puts down the radio handset and leaves. Zoe stares at Miguel.
I asked you here, Zoe, because I think you and I have had somewhat of a misunderstanding.
A misunderstanding?
Miguel inserts a magazine and glares at Zoe. He stands.
Don't you ever talk back to me like that again in front of the others. I'm in charge here. My job is to keep the people here safe, and I decide how that's done. Understood?
Yes, Lieutenant.
You're dismissed.
Zoe walks out of the office. Miguel stares through the window in the door. Max turns a corner in the vent. He looks down through a grate. A man sits in a room. Max looks up. He continues forward. Light from another room shines into the vent. Max looks down through the grate. Lily sleeps in her bed. Max touches the grate. He lifts his head and pulls himself up. Zoe walks down a hall. Max turns a corner in the vent. He looks down through a grate. Zoe continues forward. Max lifts his head. He crawls forward. Zoe walks down the hall. Baca steps into the hall behind her.
Zoe, wait up. What did Miguel want?
Why don't you ask him, Baca? He's your brother.
Hey.
Baca grabs Zoe's arm.
Miguel shouldn't have blamed you for Frank. All right, that's not on you. Frank knew the risks we all take going outside. What's important is that you save Lily and everyone else in there. I'm all thankful for it.
The grate obscures Baca and Zoe.
Thank you.
Zoe kisses Baca. Max watches. Zoe and Baca separate.
I should get back to work.
Max lifts himself from the grate. He rushes forward through the vent. In a room, a gray-haired man reads a magazine with his feet up on a desk. He looks up toward the ceiling and tosses down the magazine.
Fucking rats.
The gray-haired man picks up a flashlight and hammer. He steps up to the vent opening, hanging from the ceiling. The gray-haired man lifts the grate. Now, the gray-haired man crawls inside. He shines his flashlight and turns into the vent. The gray-haired man continues forward. He approaches an adjoining branch of the vent. The gray-haired man shines his light. Max rushes forward. In a mess hall.
Please make sure ration cards are stamped.
I was at the game, I'm telling you. Your pitchers couldn't throw a fastball to save their lives. You need a strong bullpen to have a good baseball team.
I don't care what you say. The Yankees were the best ever, man. If it weren't for the Rodgers, hell, we'd have won the last season.
Yeah, keep telling yourself that. My Rangers would have swept your guys.
High Rock's finest.
Please make sure.
Opposite chef.
Baca and Alphonse walk away with their trays. Miguel steps into the line.
The fuck is with this line, Jeff? People got work details.
Sorry, I got off to a late start this morning. Steve was supposed to come in and fix the broken stove, but he hasn't shown up yet.
Wendy, go talk to your boyfriend. Tell him to come up here and fix the stove immediately.
Yes, sir.
Wendy wipes her mouth, grabs her tray, and walks away. Miguel turns back to the line.
Move it faster.
He glares and turns to leave. Now, Wendy enters the gray-haired man's dark room.
Stevie? Where are you, honey?
Wendy walks into the dark room.
You're needed in the mess hall. Sweetie?
Wendy opens the magazine on Steve's desk.
Miguel's pissed.
Wendy steps forward. Blood drips from the vent. Wendy places her hand under the vent. Blood covers her palm. Wendy reaches for the latch on the vent. She squeezes it. Steve's body falls out. Wendy sprints into the hall. She turns a corner. Max grabs her as she enters a room. He throws Wendy into a cabinet, grabs her legs, and drags her down the hall. He pulls Wendy into a room. Now, Zoe enters Lily's room. Jeremy sits with Lily.
Hey, Lily. Jeremy.
Hi, Zoe.
It's past Lily's bedtime. She needs rest. Oh. You can come back tomorrow, okay?
Bye, Lily.
Hi.
Hey, sweetie.
Hey.
Zoe places her stethoscope on Lily's chest. Lily touches the cross necklace.
I wanted to give you this back.
I'll keep it. Looks better on you.
In the vent, Max looks through a grate at Zoe and Lily.
Right. Now go to sleep.
Not before my mom comes to say goodnight.
She'll be by after her work shift.
Zoe pulls the blanket over Lily.
Good night, sweetie.
Good night. Sweet dreams.
She kisses Lily's forehead and walks toward the door. Max lifts his head. He crawls forward. Now, Zoe walks through the halls. Zoe looks back. She turns forward. Max stands in her path. Zoe stares. She runs in the opposite direction. Max sprints after her. Zoe presses a button on the wall. Red lights flash. Miguel sits at his desk. He grabs a radio.
Alarm in the medical wing. I repeat.
Alarm in the medical wing. Go!
Go, go, go!
Baca, Alphonse, and Lucy sprint around a corner.
Go!
Zoe runs down another hall. She reaches a locked gate.
Come on, no, no, no!
Max turns a corner. He slows. Zoe grabs at the lock. Max walks forward. He cranes his neck as he labors towards Zoe. Zoe stares with wide eyes. Max holds up his arm. He pulls back his sleeve, revealing the Zoe scar on his forearm.
Max, you recognize me? How are you still alive?
Zoe stares. Max grabs Zoe and holds her against the gate. She struggles. Baca, Alphonse, and Lucy arrive.
Zoe!
They shoot.
Don't kill him! He's not a rotter!
Zoe, get out of the fucking way!
Trust me! We need to catch him alive!
Bullshit! It's one of them!
No! He's not! His name is Max. He's a patient of mine. Baca, he's the breakthrough I've been searching for!
Baca grabs a net and throws it over Max. Next, behind a closed door, a collar restrains Max by the neck. Baca holds one of Max's arms with a chain. Alphonse pulls the other arm and locks a cuff.
We got you now, motherfucker!
Alphonse puts the key on a clip on his waist. Miguel and his lieutenant enter the room.
What the hell? Are you all fucking crazy? Why didn't you kill him?
Wait. He's alive. I need him for my research.
Looks like a rotter to me.
Yes. But we all know that rotters always bite. He had the chance to bite me before and he didn't.
Miguel cocks his head.
Prove it.
Zoe stares at Miguel. She turns. Baca shifts his gaze.
Zoe, you don't have to do that.
Miguel raises his arm. Baca and Lucy aim their pistols. Zoe stands next to Max. She raises her arm in front of his mouth. Zoe's eyes remain fixed on Max. He holds his open mouth over her. Zoe startles. Lucy holds her aim. Max holds his mouth over Zoe's arm. Miguel stares. Zoe turns to him.
See? It means his brain is still working. He got the bite, but something in his body stopped him from turning. He could be the breakthrough we need in beating the rotter virus.
You can't cure being a rotter.
I'm not talking about a cure for being a rotter. I'm talking about a vaccine for the rest of us. A bite would no longer be a death sentence. Please. Just give me a chance.
This is all a bunch of bullshit. Shoot it.
Miguel, wait.
If there's a chance Zoe can do it, we should let her try. This vaccine could have saved Frank.
Miguel turns. Zoe holds her stare.
Fine. Do your tests. I want it locked up at all times. If there are any issues, put it the fuck down.
Yes, sir.
Next, Zoe writes in a journal.
Only 12 hours since Max has been restrained and placed under observation, and already High-Rock Bunker is divided up on their opinions on what we should do with him.
Zoe jogs.
Miguel is looking for any excuse he can find to put him down. With our current specimens of Rotter's blood running low, I need to acquire additional samples to buy myself more time. To find scientific proof Max is different. Max's vitals.
Now, Zoe holds an image of Max's heart up to a light board.
Look at this. It's incredible. Certain internal and external parts are dead, while other parts are still very much alive. His heart, his eye, his leg, and his cranial area, all still retaining human function.
Any clue as to why?
No, not yet.
Zoe looks over her shoulder toward Max.
But I need to take his blood sample.
Max pulls at his restraints.
We're breaking protocol here, Zoe. He makes one wrong move, I'm shooting him.
Zoe holds a syringe. Elise holds a pistol.
Just relax, Max.
Max thrashes. Zoe approaches, slowly.
You want me, right? Here I am. Where's Zoe? That's right. No, you came all this way just for me.
Zoe nears Max's face. She grabs his arm and sticks in the syringe.
You like feeling my touch?
Max licks the side of Zoe's face.
Hey! I'm gonna blow your head off, you piece of shit.
No, don't, Felice. I'm fine.
Viscous, bloody saliva stains Zoe's face. She pulls out the syringe and holds it up in front of Max's face. Zoe wipes the saliva off her cheek. Max lurches forward. Zoe turns and walks back to Elise. Max struggles with his restraint. Next, Baca enters the lab with a tray. Max watches. Zoe looks into the microscope. Baca steps behind Zoe and jostles her. She turns. They kiss. Zoe turns back to the microscope.
So what have you found?
Based on the blood sample I took, his hormone levels are off the chart. I have never seen anything like it.
So you think that's what stopped the virus?
Well, possibly. But there are 9 hormonal glands, and I don't know which one it is. If I can find the source, I might be able to extract it to produce a testable vaccine.
Okay. All right, so what do you need?
I need live virus samples from living waters. Look, maybe we can round some up from outside to bring in for tests.
No, absolutely not. I mean, you know how much I've risked letting that thing stay here?
Look, I need the live samples to compare to Max's. It is the only way to know which hormone it is. Please, Baca, there must be a safer way.
Baca holds his belt. He glances toward Max. Baca holds his gaze downward.
The perimeter gate. You can use the doors to funnel them in one by one, and it contains setting.
Okay. When can we do it?
Tonight.
Zoe gazes up at Baca. Now, a gate opens.
The main gate is now opening. 9-8-8-8-8-8. Please stand clear. All personnel remaining in section.
2 carts drive out of the gate.
All right, team. We do this fast. We do this efficiently. Nobody play hero here. We let in one rotter at a time. Bravo on the gate. Alpha on the rotters. I don't want Zoe in there until we have that rotter secured.
The cart's headlights shine. They turn a corner. Rotters shamble toward the exterior gate. The soldiers get out of the carts. A tall soldier holds a catch pole.
Let's go fishing. Let's do this.
Alphonse walks to the gate. The bearded soldier joins him. Baca holds a flare.
Let them in one at a time.
Weapons hot!
Baca strikes the flare.
Ready!
Go!
Alphonse opens the gate. A rotter shambles through. Alphonse closes the gate.
Derek, you're up! Hold him still!
Officer! Zoe!
Zoe carries a case over to the restrained rotter.
We got multiple bogies incoming! We need to hurry!
Zoe fills a syringe from the rotter's face. Alphonse holds the gate closed. Zoe nods.
Got it.
Baca shoots the rotter.
Hey, we got the test sample! Just one more!
Baca waves another flare. Alphonse opens the gate.
Go! Move! Move your fucking asses! Go, go, go! Just get away! What the hell is taking so long?
I got
it. Deliver the breeze! Fall back! Fall back! Baca! The fence is bucking! We can't hold it! Run!
The rotters break through the gate. The bearded soldier falls. Rotters attack. The soldiers shoot and rush back to the carts.
Go, 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 go! Go!
A rotter. rotter bites Elise. She shoots it. The carts drive away. The rotters chase after them. Rotters feast on the bearded soldier. They rush inside the base. Now, Miguel enters the lab.
Zoe!
Max looks up. Miguel walks toward him with his brow set. Miguel stops.
You think I'm scared of you? I've killed hundreds of you fucking rotters. I can't wait to put a bullet in you too.
Max pulls at his restraints. Miguel narrows his gaze. He notices the Zoe scar on Max's arm. Miguel lifts his gaze.
She's your girlfriend.
Max scowls.
That conniving bitch.
Miguel turns and walks out of the lab. Now, he and the private run out of the bunker. The carts speed toward the bunker doors. The rotters run along the fence. Miguel fires through the closing doors as the rotters approach. The rotters claw at the closed door.
How in the fuck did the rotters get inside the perimeter fence?
Elise and Zoe stand in front of Miguel.
We're getting blood samples.
You just let them in?
Miguel stares. Zoe turns. Blood pools at Elise's feet. Miguel takes out his pistol. Elise holds her arm. She looks up at Miguel. He aims.
What the hell are you doing?
My job. Protecting you people.
Lieutenant, please. Zoe can help.
It's too late. There's nothing she can do.
It's not a head bite. The infection takes time with a bite like hers. The vaccine can work if it hasn't spread yet.
Do you have the vaccine right now?
Zoe stares with her teeth clenched.
I didn't think so.
Miguel shoots Elise in the head. She collapses. Zoe stares with wide eyes. Alphonse grimaces.
Are you fucking insane?
Blood stains Zoe's face.
One bite, one bullet.
Just because you have a gun, it does not mean you get to decide who lives and who fucking dies!
You sure about that?
Miguel aims at Zoe.
I thought I told you to not talk back to me.
Miguel, put the gun down.
Miguel shifts his gaze. The other soldiers stare. Miguel lowers the gun.
12 hours. Then I kill it. Vaccine or no vaccine.
Miguel walks away. Zoe's gaze follows him. She looks down. Miguel walks toward his office. Baca follows.
Miguel! Wait up!
Miguel and Baca enter the office. Baca closes the door behind them.
The fuck was that back there? Pointing a gun on Zoe like that? Are you out of your fucking mind?
No, I'm a commanding officer whose own fucking brother went behind his back and put this whole place in
danger.
Zoe
needed those samples for all of us, and you know that!
So you follow her orders now? Let me remind you who's in charge. Not her, not you, not anybody else.
Hey, Miguel, you're cracking. I get it, but that back there was bullshit!
No, I'm the only one thinking rationally. Everyone's chasing her empty promises about this vaccine. I'm your brother, Baca. Your own flesh and blood. Believe me when I tell you she's fooling you. Don't you see what she's doing? Why do you think she keeps this thing alive?
What are you trying to say?
That rotter has her name engraved on his arm. Wake up, Baca.
Baca glances down. He grabs the door handle and leaves. Now, Zoe looks in a mirror. She holds a rag. Blood stains her hand. Zoe's mouth hangs open. She trembles. Zoe wipes her face roughly with the rag. She grimaces as she wipes. Zoe drops the rag. She looks down at her trembling hand. Zoe takes off her jacket. She throws it down. Zoe looks at her reflection. She clutches the rag. Baca enters the room. He stands in the doorway. Zoe stands with her head hung. Baca lets the door close and steps inside. Zoe remains facing the mirror.
Sorry about Elise. I know you two were close.
Zoe turns.
Thanks, Baca.
She faces him. Baca shakes his head and looks down. He stares.
Zoe, I need you to tell me that you can really do this vaccine.
Zoe stares.
You losing faith in me?
Of course not. It's just...
Baca hangs his head.
I mean, you don't get it. Thomas, Elise, I ordered them out there for you, for your vaccine, and they died.
You're blaming me? Do you really think I would risk their lives if I didn't think it was worth it?
Honestly, I don't know what to believe with you right now.
What the fuck does that mean?
What the fuck is that thing to you? That thing has your name carved into his forearm.
Zoe clenches her jaw. Baca tilts his head.
You're hiding something from me, Zoe. So I need you to tell me. Who was that thing to you?
Zoe faces Baca.
He was a fucking psycho who tried to rape me. Tried to take what he wanted from me. That's who he was. There. You happy now? Do you feel better?
Why didn't you just tell me?
Because every time I talk, think, or look at him, I have to relive the worst fucking day of my life. Right now, I just need you to trust me and believe in me, Baca. And if you can't, I'll go it alone.
Baca stares at Zoe. She turns, grabs her jacket from a hook, and leaves. Baca glances up at his reflection in the mirror. Now, light from the hall shines over Max. Zoe enters the lab. She turns on the light. Zoe steps forward. Max pulls his chains taut. Zoe walks over to her workstation and sits in front of the light board. Zoe looks back. Max's chains go slack. Zoe turns forward. She grabs a stack of papers and stares at them with a furrowed brow. Zoe looks up. In the mess hall, Baca and other survivors raise cups.
There's a drink tonight for those who are no longer here.
To Frank, loving husband.
Well, you know, here's a Thomas, the guy that made each one of us a better person.
And to Elise, I'll miss her dearly.
Baca raises his cup.
To friends.
To friends.
The group toasts in the empty mess hall. In the lab, Zoe grabs a bottle from the top of a shelf and moves it to her desk. Alphonse and Lucy enter the lab. Alphonse carries two cups.
Hey, Doc. Figured you could use this. I know you've been going at it a while.
Thanks, Alphonse.
Lucy walks toward Max. She stares up at him.
Man, you're ugly.
Max lurches forward.
Don't get too close.
Lucy holds up her pistol.
The lieutenant's right. We should just kill the slippery fuck.
Stand down, Lucy.
Max grabs Lucy by the neck and slams her into the wall. Lucy drops her pistol. Alphonse pulls Max off Lucy.
Did he bite you?
I don't think so.
Max takes the key from the clip on Alphonse's waist. Alphonse steps back and aims his pistol.
No, you're good. I didn't get you. But you need to get some ice on that head wound.
Okay.
I'll take you down to the med ward.
Come with me.
Alphonse and Lucy leave the lab. Max pockets the key. Zoe turns. She walks toward Max. Zoe grits her teeth. Max cocks his head.
One day, you're back trying to fuck up my life again.
Zoe walks back toward the desk. She turns back. Zoe casts her gaze downward. She looks up.
What?
Max pulls at the chains. He opens his mouth wide. Zoe steps toward him. She stares at Max's face.
You are nothing but filth.
Max cocks his head. Zoe stares at Max. She walks back to her workstation. Zoe sits with her back facing Max. He pulls at the chains. Zoe glances over her shoulder and fills a vial with blood. Zoe places the vial into a centrifuge. She places a droplet of blood on a slide. Then, she puts a cover slip on top. Max pulls at his chains. Zoe looks back. Max stares. He tilts his head. Zoe turns back to the workstation. She places a slide on the microscope.
Shut up!
Zoe turns back toward the microscope.
I have had enough of this.
Max tilts his head.
I know what you're trying to do, and it is not going to work. I only have a few hours to stop this virus, and nothing you say or do is going to fucking stop me.
Max stares with his mouth open. Zoe turns and walks back. Now, she moves the slide under the microscope, images of blood and virus cells.
Commencement of testing for patient 15009, Max. Beginning with current hypothesis of samples, Homo sapiens blood and anomaly cells, otherwise known as Rotter's blood. Current tests show that Homo sapiens blood, despite the different amounts, all react consistently with our tests. The virus shows no signs of letting up. It has and always will infect us at alarming rates. Patient 15009's blood, however, shows signs of dormant activity within our human blood cells. They appear to coexist without any signs of threat or exigency to our living blood samples. Despite the fact the idea of his blood in anybody, let alone mine, is nauseating, this is critical for my hypothesis for the cure. So here comes the moment of truth. Testing patient 15009's blood against the anomaly Rotter cells. If this works, patient 15009's blood can be effectively engaged in our bloodstream to kill off any Rotter cells before it spreads. Patient 15009's blood is the answer to destroying the Rotter cells in infected bodies. If we aren't too late.
Zoe picks up a radio.
Baka, come down here right now.
Max stands behind Zoe. She turns. He grins and grabs her by the throat. Zoe stares with wide eyes. She throws ammonia at Max. He covers his smoking face. Zoe runs out of the room. She closes the door and sprints down the hall. Zoe turns a corner. She runs into Alphonse and Baka.
Oh, hey! Zoe, what's the matter?
It's Max. He's free.
Where is he?
In the med lab.
Let's go!
No headshots! I need him alive!
Baka, Alphonse, Zoe, and Lucy sprint down the hall. Lucy opens the door to the lab. Baka enters with his pistol raised.
Fuck!
Shit!
Sound the alarm. We need everyone to get to the township, now!
Lucy closes the lab door. Next, a group of soldiers play cards.
Emergency. All military personnel, please report to your squadron.
They sprint off.
Civilians are advised to remain secure in the township. Emergency.
In her room, Lily gets out of bed. She looks through a window in a door.
All residents to the township. I repeat, everyone...
Lily walks into the hall. Shannon lies in bed with her baby. She sits up. Shannon picks up the baby and looks out of a window. In the township, a soldier comes out of a tent. People leave their tents and trailers and gather together. Baka leads his group down a hall.
Lily!
Baka turns.
Get everyone to the township. I'll meet you there.
Be careful.
I'll be okay.
Baka, Alphonse, and Lucy continue forward. Zoe enters Lily's empty room. Zoe turns back into the hall. Now, Lily steps into a hallway. She continues down it. Ahead of her, a woman steps into the hall facing the opposite direction.
Mom? Mom?
Now, a rotter, Wendy, turns. Wendy sprints after Lily. The tall soldier grabs Lily.
Oh my God, Lily! What are you doing out here?
There's a guy!
Lily falls backward. Wendy bites the tall soldier. Blood squirts from his neck. Wendy stands. She walks toward Lily. Max walks behind Wendy and snaps her neck. In the township.
What's wrong? What's going on?
Is something happening?
What do we do?
Is it the waters?
Why are the alarms?
Quiet. Calm down.
Baca,
right?
Something happened.
What the hell happened?
Miguel approaches Baca.
It's about her. It's Lucy's at the complex.
Miguel glares at Baca.
You've got to tell us.
He turns to the group.
Don't worry, everyone. Go back to your bed. Everything's under control.
Lieutenant, something is not right.
We need to know.
Please, everything's okay. Just go back to your homes.
The group begins to disperse. Miguel turns to Baca.
You happy now, Baca? I told you not to trust Zoe. Find that rotter. Kill it.
No, we need to take it alive. There's a chance we can still get the face.
Anyone that fails to comply to my orders will be executed on the spot.
We got a problem in the motor pool. Guards aren't responding.
Okay, we gotta get to the motor pool. Lucy, Alphonse, stay here, protect the people. Everyone else on me.
Copy that.
Miguel runs off with Baca and two soldiers. Zoe sprints down a hall. She stops and picks up the cross necklace.
Lily.
Zoe looks up. She runs forward. Zoe turns a corner. She enters a room. A soldier lies dead on the floor. Zoe looks to her left. Another dead soldier lies on the floor. Zoe approaches the second soldier and takes his pistol. Zoe stands. She walks forward slowly with the pistol ready. Zoe leans down slightly as she continues forward through the room of military equipment and supplies. Zoe nears the rear of a cart. She turns and aims her pistol. Max holds Lily.
Let her go.
Max holds his hand over Lily's mouth.
Let her go, Max. You won't be alive.
Zoe points the gun at her own head.
Let her go.
No!
Max pulls Lily's head back.
Okay.
Zoe lowers herself toward the ground. She tosses the gun aside. Max lets go of Lily. Zoe moves toward the gun. Max grabs her. Lily hides under a cart. Max holds Zoe by her hair and walks her toward a console on the wall. Max presses the console. The main gate opens. Rotters approach. Max grabs an attacking rotter with his free hand. He grabs another. More rotters approach the gate. Miguel and the others arrive. Miguel fires. Rotters fall. Baca steps forward. He shoots. More rotters fall. A rotter nears Lily. She runs out from beneath the cart. Max holds a rotter and Zoe. Miguel shoots him. Max loses hold of Zoe. Lily runs outside. Zoe runs after her.
Lily!
Zoe!
Baca shoots. Max runs out of the base past the invading rotters. Rotters rush inside. Miguel shoots at the rotters. Another soldier fires. Rotters continue to come forward. Miguel reloads. Baca shoots. Another soldier steps forward as he fires. Baca fires more shots. He steps back and reloads his pistol. Miguel fires. Baca shoots. Miguel's private shoots. A rotter rushes toward him. He shoots the other rotter. Another rotter attacks him as he tries to go through a door. Two rotters attack the private and bite at his neck. In the township, Alphonse stands with Lucy.
Lieutenant, what's the report on the motor pool?
Alphonse turns to Lucy. She looks back toward the township.
Lieutenant, do you read me?
Alphonse and Lucy fire at Rotters. A Rotter grabs Elle. Another breaks open her leg. Alphonse shoots the Rotters. He shoots Elle. Lucy shoots. She ducks behind a trailer. Shannon runs with the baby toward another trailer.
Shannon!
Lucy shoots an attacking Rotter. Alphonse shoots two Rotters eating a man. A Rotter rushes toward him from behind. Alphonse shoots it. A woman shoots from the inside of a stand. A Rotter attacks her from behind and drags her head across the counter. Lucy fires a shot and hides behind a trailer. Someone smashes a Rotter's head with a blunt metal object. Lucy fires. A Rotter bites her neck. Alphonse shoots. The Rotter falls. Alphonse aims. He grimaces. He shoots Lucy in the head. Alphonse backs away. At the gate.
Cover me! I'm going to close the door!
Miguel shoots as he advances forward. Baca fires. A Rotter bites his arm. Baca shoots the Rotter in the head. Miguel presses the console. He turns and shoots a Rotter.
Miguel! Open that fucking door! Lily and Zoe are still outside!
I don't give a fuck! The Rotters got in because of that bitch, Zoe. That door stays closed.
I am not leaving them outside!
Stand down, Baca.
Miguel aims at Baca.
So what? You gonna shoot your own brother now?
I will if I have to.
Baca starts to move.
Don't make me do it.
A Rotter attacks Miguel. Baca raises his gun. A Rotter attacks him. Baca holds off the Rotter with his arm. The Rotters feast on Miguel. The Rotters tear at Miguel's intestines. Baca struggles with the attacking Rotter. The Rotters bite at Miguel's midsection and tear flesh from his body. A Rotter pulls at Miguel's intestine with his teeth. Baca shoots the other Rotter attacking him. He gets up and shoots the Rotters on Miguel. A Rotter lies on top of Miguel's dead body. Baca's mouth hangs open. He lifts his head. Baca walks toward the gate. He presses a console. A Rotter rushes behind him and bites his shoulder. Baca throws it off and shoots it. The gate opens.
The main gate is now opening. Please stand clear.
Baca clutches his shoulder. Outside, Lily runs down a slope. She runs along a lightly wooded path. Zoe sprints down the path after her.
Lily!
Lily turns. Zoe approaches her.
Oh, sweetie, are you okay?
Yeah.
Lily and Zoe look around.
Come on.
Zoe leads Lily to a nearby greenhouse.
Here, sweetie.
They go inside. Now, they descend a small set of stairs and walk past concrete planters. Lucy and Zoe glance back. They stand in an aisle between two planters. Max stands outside. Max walks forward. He enters the greenhouse. He walks down the small stairs and looks into an aisle between planters. Max continues forward along a wall. He looks in an aisle. Max looks back. He continues past aisles as he makes his way to the opposite side of the greenhouse. Max clacks his teeth. He reaches the other end. Max turns. Zoe's jacket lies on top of a planter. Max picks it up. He smells it. Zoe emerges from the planter's soil. She stabs Max in the abdomen with a knife. She pulls the knife out, his intestines spill onto the floor. Max grins.
No. You're mine, motherfucker!
Zoe swings the knife. Max's head falls in the intestines.
Come on, Lil.
Lily sits in the soil. Max's eye slides from the socket. Now, a bullet moves into the chamber of a gun. Baca sits with his back to the main gate. He raises the gun. He puts it to his head. Baca's finger moves over the trigger.
Baca, don't!
He opens his eyes. Zoe and Lily approach. Zoe lets go of Lily and walks toward Baca. She kneels in front of him.
It's too late. I can feel it in my body. It's turning me.
You haven't fully turned yet. The vaccine can still work.
Oh.
Baka shakes his head.
I don't want to be one of those things, Zoe.
Baka, please.
Willie watches.
I'm sorry.
I can stop the virus. Believe me. I can stop the virus. You just have to trust me.
Zoe's eyes glisten.
I love you, Baka.
Baka lowers the pistol. Zoe places her hand on his knee. In the med ward, Baka lies in bed with an IV in his arm. Zoe enters with a syringe and approaches him.
I've used up what I could from Max's blood on Baka. I could only dispense so much as I need the remaining samples to create a mass production schedule for the antivirus. I dislike the idea that Baka is technically and conveniently my first human test subject. This will speed things up in getting the antivirus into mass production for everybody.
Zoe looks down at a clipboard. She looks up at a heart monitor. Waves move slowly across the screen. A number fluctuates in the 40s. Zoe stares. The waves move faster. The numbers rise over 70. Nodes stick to Baka's chest. Zoe speaks into a radio handset.
To everybody out there, to anyone who is listening, I'm broadcasting this from High Rock Emergency Bunker. Our doors are open. We have an inoculation against the rotter bite. The vaccine that will keep anyone who takes it from turning. From now on, when you greet the day, know this world is not as dangerous as it used to be.
Boys kick a ball. Zoe and Baka walk with Willie.
Things are changing. And while we can't put the world back, there's still beauty in it. There's still hope that we can be safe. And that it's okay for us to let our guard down now.
Zoe kisses Baka.
To be happy. And to love.
From above, trees obscure the road to the bunker on the hilltop. More tree-covered hills stand in the distance. Credits appear among red images of the characters and Rotter attacks, directed by Hector Hernandez-Vicens. Written by Mark Tondorai and Lars Jacobson. Based on the motion picture Day of the Dead by George A. Romero. Executive producers Avi Lerner, Trevor Short, Vincent Cheng, Seth M. Sherwood. Executive producer Robert Duddleson. Executive producers, John Sherman, Jeff Gumm. Producers, Yariv Lerner, Boaz Davidson, Les Weldon, Jeff Rice. Producers, Lottie Grobman, Krista Campbell. Producer James Duddleson. Co-producer Perry Tia. Director of photography Anton Onyanov. Edited by Damian Drago, Ivan Todorov. Production designer, Alexei Karagior. Costume designer, Ina Damianova. Music by Frederic Weedman. Casting by Jeremy Zimmerman, Mariana Sanasheva. Jonathan Scheck. Sophie Skelton. Marcus Fenka. Jeff Gunn. Jumbled letters shift and change. A title appears. Day of the Dead. Bloodline. A film by Hector Hernandez Vicens. Millennium Media presents a Taurus Entertainment Company production. A Campbell Grobman Films LLC production in association with Jeff Rice Films. Unit Production Manager Alexander Petchev. First Assistant Director Anthony Tenev. Second Assistant Director Katerina Atanasova. Cast: Jonathan Scheck as Max, Sophie Skelton as Zoe, Marcus Fenka as Baca, Lillian Blankenship as Lily, Uliana Chan as Lucy, Shari Watson as Elise, Atanas Sabrev as Frank, Mark Rhino Smith as Alphonse, Nick Loeb as Derek, Vladimir Mikhailov as Thomas, Jeff Gum as Miguel, Nathan Cooper as Savin, Bashar Rahal as Daniels, Brian Terrence as Jeff, Christina Serafini as Elle, Nadia Ivanova as Shannon, Teodora Dohovnikova as Wendy, Terry Randall as Steve, George Morales as Jeremy, Rachel O'Meara as Dr. Beeman, Marina Kambirova as Abby, Luke Cousins as Peter, Debbie Sherman as Linda, Phyllis Spielman as Claire. ...2017, Day of the Dead Productions, Inc., all rights reserved. Day of the Dead Productions, Inc. is the author and creator of this motion picture for the purposes of copyright and other laws in all countries throughout the world. This motion picture is protected under laws of the United States and other countries. Any unauthorized exhibition, distribution, or reproduction of this motion picture or videotape of any part thereof, including the soundtrack, may result in civil and criminal penalties. This motion picture is registered with IFTA Anti-Piracy Program. The events, characters, and firms depicted in this motion picture are fictitious. Any similarity to actual persons, living or dead, or to actual firms is purely coincidental.